Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
We have 3-4 days to get ready. I've been with Josh. He's with me at Cincinnati. He's with me at Tampa. And he knows the terminology. So when I say dusty, or he knows exactly what it is, quick seam, he knows what it is. So he can function that away with the cadence, with the terminology. When you have 3 or 4 days to prepare for a team and get a quarterback ready, you got to have somebody with some familiarity. And I felt most comfortable with Josh because he knows our protection calls. He remembers. A lot of our terminology. He can move around a little bit. But mainly for the sake of communication, we had to have somebody that had a little bit of background in our system.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. And it is the night before the podcast party. Mitchell, how you feeling, buddy?
Hydrating, my friend. Hydrating.
Yeah, it's a hydrating day. I want to thank the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You guys should, too. A lot going on out at Redskins Park. It's been a whirlwind couple of days out here. For our astute listeners, if you remember, I predicted that they were going to sign Josh Johnson as the backup QB. And Mitch, who'd they sign?
Josh Johnson.
I'll take that.
What does that get you? Ding, 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 ding,
ooh,
ding.
Ooh, I'll take a ding.
Give you a ding.
All right. Before we get down to business, I want to talk about all the injuries going on. I want to talk about Mark Sanchez's 10 out of 10 press conference. Before we do that, Christmas party, the Redskins Talk Podcast Christmas party, Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Matchbox in Rockville. It's going to be wild.
24 hours from now, bring your toys for tots. Get a beer from Pete. It's gonna be awesome.
Right. Anybody that shows up and has a toy that they're gonna donate to Toys for Tots, Pete is buying you a beer.
I made a small side wager with Pete. The Thursday night football game is the Titans and Jags, I believe.
Oh, is it really?
I believe so.
Well, at least
we also got
a
Terps-Purdue basketball game, so we got some sports to watch.
We won't be too distracted by the NFL game.
No, but I want Pete to have to buy more beers than points scored in that football game.
I like it. All right, so let's say...
We need more than the over-under for the game is 37.5.
Oh, that's a lot of beers for Pete.
I don't think they're going to score 37 points. I think we're more in the 16 to 20 range. So,
all right, here's the other thing is I'm in a hurry to get down. I have to get to 106.7 because I have Chad Dukes today. And so we've communicated to Pete on every device we have. We've called him, we've slacked him, we've texted him. The dummy just is nowhere to be found. So he's supposed to be joining this podcast in progress.
Quite frankly, he'll probably be happier if he doesn't show, but we'll see what happens.
I'm pro Pete. Don't get me wrong. I just don't know where he is. So be there. Podcast party, Matchbox, Rockville. It's time. There's nothing else to say. There are people coming up from Richmond, people flying in from out of town. We got a ton of folks helping us out with this. Want to thank the good folks at Matchbox. There's Pete.
There he is.
Pete decided to grace us with his
finally
presence.
Decided.
I'm
to
honestly
come.
Surprised you didn't just record this without telling
we
me.
Are, we've are. Already started.
I know. No, I like just let the whole episode go. So thanks for telling me at least halfway through.
The good folks at Breaking Tea are going to be giving out T-shirts. You know, iFly, that indoor skydiving place.
That's cool.
They're going to be there giving out. I think I'm in. We're going to get to see how we. I think we're going to raffle off some free iFly.
So I was talking about this. Is it a raffle?
We're not doing this again.
Not again.
What was the word that? What was the
Tandler cared
prize,
very much.
Raffle and what was the other thing?
Giveaway.
Well, okay, fine. Whatever it is. Anyway,
they are random giveaways.
They're free giveaways.
Also, all right, let's talk about football, and then we'll get back to this stuff. Pete, run through the injury list. Gruden talked for like 15 minutes about all the injuries.
Yeah, he actually got to a point where there's one injury on there that he couldn't even read. It was Moreau, but it was a lengthy one. He explained that Quinn Dunbar went to IR because it's just a nerve issue that isn't getting better. It's a slow healing process.
So hold on. Let's start with that. Trey Quinn to the injured reserve list. Quentin Dunbar to the injured reserve list. Jonathan Cooper, who they just signed a couple weeks ago, to the injured reserve list.
Pete reported he had a torn bicep. So
right. I don't even get that bit.
Neither do I, but Pete reported it.
No, I didn't. So Dunbar...
He tweeted out what Jay Gruden said?
No, yeah. I told you in the locker room after, and you go, oh my God, really? So I reported it to you, and I think you're now saying that I reported it to everybody.
Let's stay on track.
Dunbar, he kept using the phrase slow healing process, and he's a little bit worried that they can't get to the bottom of it, but they just wanted to shut him down and let him start healing. And Trey Quinn, the ankle injury, Gruden thinks it flared up in between the two quick games there, Houston and Dallas. Trey gutted through it. He was proud of the way he played, but it just wasn't getting better. They weren't sure of the timetable there, 3 to 4 weeks, so they figured IR for him as well.
Here's the thing I'll say with Dunbar. I think he goes to the IR once this team is 6-6 and Mark Sanchez is starting at quarterback. I think if they were 7-5 and Colt McCoy was still your guy and they're looking at trying to maybe play in January, I think you wait it out with Dunbar because there is no timeline with Quentin. It's not 2 to 3 weeks. It's not 3 to 4 weeks. It's we don't know what the hell's going on, and he could be back full speed tomorrow or he could be back full speed in June.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't think this... You think this is a sign the Redskins are giving up on the season?
Whew, Mitch. Heavy duty. I don't think it's a sign the Redskins are giving up on the season. But it's hard not to look at your prospects realistically at the same time.
I think
is that fair?
I think, obviously, you are still trying to win. You're still, you know, kind of in the midst
no
of...
No NFL team is...
Ever gives
when
up.
Players on a field cannot be quitting because they will get hurt. They will get their ass kicked. It's a physical game.
Fans all the time talk about wanting teams to tank. Basically, nobody ever does because it's an almost impossible thing to do. I think they're worried about any sort of long-term injury with both of those guys by putting them out there before they're ready to go and making sure that they're full go for your OTAs, mini camps, and preseason activities.
Hold on, weigh in on that.
I don't think they're giving up. I think they saw what Dunbar did when he was hurt, and they knew he wasn't going to get much better. So instead of making him play while he's hurt and dealing with a injured corner, they'd rather roll out these young guys that they've drafted in and see if they have anything there.
Fair, but I think I lean more. They've seen a lot from Danny Johnson and Greg Stroman, and it hasn't gotten better, right?
Yeah.
All right, but keep going down the list.
Daily injuries. Sneaky one to keep an eye on is Chase Roullier has a grade one knee sprain.
Oh,
he's
the one guy
they've been able to rely on, and he missed practice today. Jay Gruden said he's limping around a good deal. Other guys, Ryan Anderson with the hamstring, Matt Ioannidis, Monte Nicholson, a few others. Those didn't seem to be huge deals. But
Norman?
Roullier, get worried about. Yeah, Norman had a, I believe, hamstring. Trent was out with a hand-wrist thing. I'm assuming it's the thumb again. But Williams and Norman missing Wednesdays isn't unusual. And Peterson missed again as well. But that's
So this is a very, very cool story. I think this is the kind of shit that people love about this podcast is the story I'm about to force Mitch to tell, whether or not he wants to, because it's so cool. We had our one-on-one interview with Jordan Reed today. We're going to run that later in the week. And that airs in our pregame show, which hopefully everybody's watching. But while Mitch was in there setting up for it, Mitchell?
So we go into as the team practices out on the field, once the practice ends, we go over to the bubble and set up for this interview. And they called practice. We went over there, and I was drinking a Chick-fil-A milkshake, thanks to J.P. Finley.
Well, you bought it.
Yeah, but put the idea in our heads.
Okay, they're very good.
They are very good.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm drinking a Chick-fil-A milkshake as I walk into the bubble, and there's Adrian Peterson running 100-yard sprints back and forth.
100-yard sprints.
So
he's getting off from practice.
I see him running one direction, 100
off.
Yards. I immediately make the walk outside, talk to PR, make sure they're okay, that we still set up in the corner despite a player practicing in there. I got the okay, and he continued to do 100-yard sprints back and forth.
How many did you run?
I mean, while I was in there, 6, 8.
That's good.
It was down.
What's the speed of his 100-yard sprint?
fast.
Check the tape from Monday. Yeah. I'll give you a good idea.
Check the tape. Fast.
They already ran
sprinting.
One against the
they
Eagles.
They were. It was probably 100% down, 80% back. Pause for a minute or two or three. 100% down, 80% back, and then pause. And I was getting a little winded watching. So, I was getting a little winded while I was drinking my milkshake.
That's crazy.
Like, hey, Pete, do you want a sip?
You want to know how to feel bad about yourself? Yeah. Drink a milkshake while a Hall of Famer, 30-whatever-year-old, is running 100-yard sprints.
Were you making the noise?
Same age as him. Are you 33?
I'm 35.
Oh, all right.
Were you making
the noise? Well, that makes it okay.
That makes it perfectly okay. I'm retired.
When you were you getting to the bottom of your milkshake, making that noise with the straw, like... as he was running, just to really highlight
it's
it.
It's funny, though, and you'll hear this later in the week. I asked Jordan Reed about playing with Adrian Peterson, and he just says, GOAT. And, like, when you hear those stories and the stuff we've seen around the facility of his workouts and everything, it's like, yep, he really is. Like, it's remarkable.
His work ethic, and we're going into week 14 now, and he's still doing those kind of workouts. You see how he's able to bust that 90-yard run.
Right.
And come back out on the field for the right. first offensive play after that.
Right. It's crazy.
It's wild, man.
It is. It, you hope we're not on the final leg of what becomes a disappointing season here. You hope that's not the case. It's kind of hard to think otherwise. But Mount Rushmore listener Charles Honey texted me that you can never underestimate the power of positive thinking. He says it'll help my putting. So I'm trying to be more positive. And maybe a guy like AP can be the difference maker. In his mind, he absolutely is. And in these players' minds, he absolutely is.
Well, to take that to the next level, we talked to Mark Sanchez today.
Right, hold on. I got to read before we get to Sanchez.
Let's go for the read.
Want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia, specifically Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram of Alexandria. Go buy, Jeeps are dope. I would love a Jeep.
I love Jeeps. I love a good Ram, too.
The big Ram?
Yeah.
But Andy High is the GM over there. Andy's a good dude. I've watched a couple basketball and hockey games with him. Andy's a big baseball fan. I believe he supports the Cincinnati Reds. Mm. So, Andy, if you're listening to this, know that...
Redskins talk. Reds talk. Kind of.
Know that we're all looking for Reds memorabilia.
Of course.
Okay.
In fact, Andy, I got something for you from the All-Star Game in Cincinnati in case you weren't there.
All right.
I got a game day program for you, buddy.
How about that? We'll make that happen. So go buy a Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, or a Ram from Oarsman in Alexandria.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes. Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Pretty good handoff, huh? AP, and that was crazy. That was unbelievable. I mean, I saw him make the cutback, and I was like, oh, okay, AP, get loose. Oh, my God. I'm looking around for flags, like, holy crap, this is awesome. So I'm glad I wasn't mic'd up. That was really funny.
All right, let's talk Sanchez, because he killed it. We've done too many press conference breakdowns this season.
Let's rewind to the first day that Sanchez came to the building. Do you remember what he said?
Can't talk, gotta work, something like
we
that.
We asked him if we could get a couple questions with him real quick. He said, hey guys, I'd love to. I got a lot of work to do. I hope I don't have to talk to you guys the rest of the season.
That's right.
Like, with a sly smile, like, not a mean way, but just he wanted to work, and as the backup QB, didn't.
Well, and he's had the sly smile a few times. After Philly, so he became the quarterback, and he did a podium session, but then there were probably like five or six beat guys that are like, folks that are there every day that he kind of recognized, I'm guessing, and we all kind of introduced ourselves to him, like, look, you know, just want to say hello. We're going to be talking more now. And Sanchez had a few couple funny one-liners in that situation. Did you already tell the story of him jumping over your camera?
No. So during pregame, as the guys are warming up, when they're out in shorts and T-shirts, I shoot the quarterbacks kind of right from next to where the center is snapping on the ball. And Sanchez, the backup quarterback, always throws to the running backs. The starting quarterback rotates in, throwing to the receivers, and the backup quarterback throws to the running backs afterwards. And he throws a quick out to Chris Thompson. He's running back down to the other side of the field to get back with the wide receivers. And instead of, you have a whole field of wide open green grass, he decides to hurdle me. And so while I'm kneeling down, he hurdles me. It felt like it was pretty close. He was joking, and afterwards I told him I was glad he cleared that hurdle because he had to go in and play, and he just said to make sure they hold him to the tape so I can show his kids someday that he was athletic.
Yo, Mitch is dealing
on
this
Mitch
pod.
Stories
like
are
Mitch,
eight
Mitch
one.
Mitch is a 10 out of 10. This is the Mitch pod. You're killing it, buddy.
Get some, Mitch.
All right, so Sanchez talked today. He was great. Like, he was funny. He was self-deprecating. He got asked about the butt fumble.
He did a lot of shtick, and I liked it.
He was asked about the butt fumble and kind of joked about it, like, oh, I don't remember what play you're talking about.
He joked about the reporter.
Yeah, he made a joke at the reporter's expense, which I have been that reporter that gets clowned. It happens. It's part of the gig.
He was comfortable up there. He was comfortable.
Well, dude, he's faced down the New York media after the butt fumble. You know what I mean?
Like, I think the biggest thing is he was real.
Yeah, I agree.
Did you ask him? Somebody asked him. Go ahead.
The question I asked him was, you know, Colt, when Alex went down, Colt kind of gave a speech in the locker room, like, guys, I'm ready to do this. You can believe in me. And the team responded to that. Like, knowing Colt a little bit, that's just who he is. He's this natural, charismatic leader, right? Sanchez isn't that guy. I think he's still charismatic and he's still a leader, but Colt's been with this organization for 5 seasons. Sanchez has been here for 2 weeks.
Yeah, dude comes in and 2 weeks later is addressing the team and get a lot of eye rolls and like, okay, guy, whatever.
Right. It's like the first couple times Pete got on the podcast and just started making demands.
Lots of eye rolls.
Yeah. I'm still getting them, even though I've been here a couple months, but I understand.
Well, it's funny. After the game, he talked about how many Redskins came up and tapped him on the butt and said, good job. Or like,
all right.
No?
Shoulder, butt, whatever you prefer.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Old school football guy here. Not going to apologize for that. But
as you shouldn't.
It's the Mitch pod.
So on the sideline, as he was warming up to go in, you had, like, Stacy McGee came by and, like, dapped him up real quick. And a bunch of the defenders were, you know, the linebackers. Josh Harvey Clemens came by. And, you know, you just, it was like, as it was happening, I was like, these guys don't know each other.
Yeah.
You know, and then afterwards he's talking about how many guys, you know, came up to him. And that's the thing about the team is that, like, you don't necessarily need to have a rah-rah guy, a quarterback, to succeed.
And that's exactly what he said that I thought was most important. He's like, look, man, here's all I can do is come in this week and execute. And if I come in and execute, and especially if we're able to beat the Giants, then all of a sudden we're 7-6, and we could be onto something that's a great story. And he talked about his rookie year with the Jets. They were 6-6, and all the defensive guys said, hey, make sure you throw it to the guys in the same color jerseys, and the rest of it will take care of itself. That Jets team finished season 10-6, made the playoffs. We are cynical. We are at least skeptical. We are probably cynical, and we're forced to be that way working in the media. It's just kind of a corrupt mechanism that we operate within. But the players don't seem to be that. I am sure some of those guys are like, oh, shit, man. We've lost 2 quarterbacks. We've lost countless offensive linemen. We lost Paul Richardson. We lost Darius Geis before we even had a meaningful snap. I wrote a story, like, the DC sports curse is supposed to be over, but it appears to be lingering over the Washington Football Club.
It just transferred from the Caps to the Redskins and is getting, like, doubled.
That said, the guys in the locker room, the coaching staff, they're still going to grind 19 hours of film.
Right.
Like, none of that is going to get turned off. And who the hell knows what will happen against the Giants?
For
positive thinking.
For all the fun that we had with Mark Sanchez at the podium, when he started talking about, you know, 10-6, and he knows the feeling, and throw the ball to the right. He got, you know,
There was something there.
Like, it wasn't with a smile. It wasn't joking. It wasn't effusive or over the top. It was just like a quiet confidence, a calm confidence. Like when you were interviewing Clinton Dix, and he's you know, he's having fun and he's joking around. And then he gets to the point where he goes, yo, listen here. And he says, you know,
right.
He gets intense. Like, you could feel the shift in momentum or whatever. That was kind of the way it was with Sanchez up there at the podium. He was having fun. He was dealing with the reporters, giving and taking it.
Yep.
But when it came time to talk about something serious, when it came time to talk about, you know, the direction of the team and how they're going to finish out the string here, you know, there was a quiet confidence that he exuded.
I totally agree. It was a refreshing, fun 15 minutes. Great Wednesday. However, I'll be the cynical guy. The presser on Wednesday, there's going to be two new guards on Sunday, and that's going to be an issue, and the Giants are going to be preparing and licking their chops for Sanchez. So we got all excited about Hotland Dix's presser, and we obviously understand a presser doesn't translate on the field at all, but it's great on Wednesday. I feel like on Sunday, though, it's going to be, well, we have to go talk to him after he threw a couple picks and had a terrible game. So right now it's a little honeymoony and maybe believing, oh, wow, maybe this could happen. Maybe they really could, but I don't think this is the movie ending we all want is going to come on Sunday.
You know what the other part that I liked about that he talked about was Michael Phillips of the RDT.
Let's see if you get this.
Dispatch Times.
You just said the initials right and then said the opposite.
I said RDT. I was joking. Richmond Times Dispatch.
RTD is right.
I said RDT.
Okay. Whatever.
Doesn't matter. I was joking around with it. He asked him, how many plays were you prepared to run on Sunday and how far can you go coming up to this week? And he goes, it doesn't matter how many plays I was ready to run on Monday. He's like, I'd been there a week. He's like, I'm going to have a much better grasp of the offense come Sunday. I will be ready to go with a package of plays. And it just like...
It's the right attitude.
It was the right attitude. It was, you take a kind of a funny situation where, haha, like, he's been here for 5 days. He doesn't know enough of the offense to do anything yet.
Right.
And he turns it to, you know... The way these guys are professionals, is that's the way that they're going to deal with it.
But he's
not going to watch any less film.
Right.
They're not, you know, nothing changes inside the building.
Well, and he's like, now it's just a routine. Like, I'm back at it. Like, and you know what else he said? He's like, when you work really hard for something and you pray for something and something finally happens your way, you don't care what the circumstances are. You're just happy you get that opportunity and you give it everything you have. And I think that's where Sanchez is. And, you know what? I think Pete is right, right? Like, I don't think any of us are expecting a Pro Bowl performance from Mark Sanchez. But I think there are scenarios where the Giants can't score. A lot of it, I think, hinges on the Redskins being able to run the football and maybe stop the run.
Stop the run.
What they did early in the year.
Because you know Saquon's going to be...
Again, I don't think that's going to happen either. But we'll get to all this later in the week when we tell you how the game's going to unfold. For today, for instilling some confidence in the players in that locker room, as much as they can, he did it.
Yes.
Like, I wonder what Trent Williams, Morgan Moses, what Vernon Davis, I don't know what their capacity for confidence is at this point. Like, when they start the year with Alex Smith, their capacity for confidence is a 10 out of 10. It's a full gas gauge. When they get to Colt, I think that gas gauge is still 3/4 full. They can still go to 9 out of 10. When you get to Sanchez and you get to your 7th guard, when you get to the situation, when you lose Dunny, you lose Trey Quinn, I mean, the amount of people they've lost, the capacity for confidence has diminished. And none of them will tell you that, but that's got to be the reality.
There's also a lot of times that you can lose a locker room before you even have an opportunity to step into it. You know?
Yeah.
You have the guys who are the phony... You know, the phony, rah-rah.
We've seen some of those guys.
We've seen some of the phony, rah-rah stuff. The fact, Mark is doing everything that he can to step into, as bad as the situation is, he's making the best of it. He's being positive.
And he kind of called out the phony, rah-rah stuff.
Right.
He's like, I'm not going to go give a speech. Like, these guys don't know who I am.
Right. He doesn't know who they are.
Right.
Like, it goes both ways, you know? The guys are going to give 100% on the field. Whatever comes of it is what comes of it. But it's not like they're going to be trying any less, you know, minute to minute, quarter to quarter.
So, I totally agree. If we're ready to move on from Sanchez, Pete?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Here's one thing. I wrote this in the story. Like, we did a news story on Dunny and Trey Quinn going to IR. I'm not sure we're quite recognizing how good of a year Dunbar was having. So, 7 games. But remember, 2 of those were when he was half. The Falcons game and the Cowboys game, he wasn't right. And got exposed in those games. But so, in 7 games, he had 2 picks, 9 passes defense, and 39 tackles. And really, that 7 is kind of 5.
Yeah.
Now, I know he had a pick in the Falcons game. That was just a terrible ball from Matt Ryan. Dunbar was playing at a really high level.
You know how last year, as the year went on, we all kind of looked back at Mason Foster and Jonathan Allen's injuries. It's like, that was really the turning point. Of course, the Redskins' defense not being able to stop the run has been a huge issue, but also their pass defense has been a big mess, and I think that's because, hello, Dunbar is gone. They can just pick on Johnson and Stroman or whoever's lining up.
Yeah, but that three-game win streak they had, he was out for the Cowboys and the Giants wins.
Yeah. He was also out for the Tampa and half-assing in Dallas, and then against Philly, they just killed Stroman and Johnson. Carson Wentz just went after those guys. It's not the principal reason for the defensive decline, but
I think it's overly trying to simplify something.
Dunny was playing really well, and it also let Norman have one half the field, Dunny have the other. And honestly, when those two guys are both going right, those are two pretty damn good corners.
Right.
And losing one of those guys, and then with the principal backups being draft pick guys, that's a big drop in level of play.
When you say oversimplifying, what do you mean?
Equating the collapse of the Redskins defense to Quentin Dunbar missing time, I think
it's
oversimplifying.
I'm not saying that's why. I'm saying it's maybe an overlooked turning point, though.
But the defense was nails when he first went out against the Cowboys and the Giants those first couple games. They held Zeke to 30 yards.
Yeah, I'm saying the pass defense has been a big problem, obviously. I'm not saying it's the whole defense, but him falling off has been a key cog in the collapse.
I think we're good on football. Yes? Anything else? Chris Thompson's good.
Yeah.
He's fine. He made it through the game. He got hit a bunch. I think the team would like to have that ratio a little bit more even between Thompson and Peterson. Peterson didn't get enough carries afterwards. I recognize they had to go with their turbo packages and then just more stuff that called for Thompson on the field.
Ionitis practice today.
Good news? Good
no,
news.
He didn't.
I thought you said...
I said, did he?
No,
I was,
did
that was
not.
A question.
Okay.
Did not.
I don't know when he comes back.
Yeah. I mean, is that an IR situation also?
I doubt it. I mean, they would have...
I guess they would have done it.
And he practiced last week, limited.
Yeah.
I don't know about Ionitis. He helps them a lot, but... Is it snowing?
I think it's snowing, boys.
Oh, my God.
This is my kind of weather. Let's go.
Mitch isn't even wearing his jacket.
Mitch has a t-shirt on.
And I saw him today, and I was like, you're a maniac. And your response was?
I have long pants on.
Oh, my God. I hate this weather so much.
I love this weather. This is so great.
Fast forward to April, for God's sake. All right. I'm gonna try to speed everything up for everybody tomorrow night at the podcast party. So if you've been to one of these in the past, usually I think the marketing folks ask for your email, and that like gets you on the signed up list, and then you get your t-shirt and your free beer ticket and all of these things.
The signed up list gets you Redskins, Capitals, and Wizards updates. You can opt in on the sign up page.
It doesn't matter because the sign up list is going to be different. That's how I'm speeding things up.
Go ahead.
This podcast party, you need to download the My Teams app. So if you don't, you should have it. If you are listening to this podcast, you are clearly if you're listening this far into this podcast, you are clearly a big time person that cares about Redskins content. All the stories I write, all the stories Pete writes, all the videos we make, and I think even the podcast, all live on this My Teams app. The app is pretty dope. You can watch Wiz games. You can watch Caps games. I think you can watch our pregame show in there.
Watch our pre- and postgame shows on there.
So download the app regardless.
Redskins 100.
Can you?
Yep.
You watch Redskins 100 in the app?
Yeah.
Beat says he doesn't know.
The two people that are on the show don't know.
Are you sure? I think it depends on, like, your cable provider and shit. Mitch doesn't know.
I'm fairly certain, yes.
I'm fairly certain, no.
Well,
whatever, man. Somebody who watched
the freaking app.
Yeah, get this.
You know what? Get the app and find out.
Yeah. All right. But here's the thing. To get your sign up for all the raffle, I don't know if they're raffle items because you don't have to buy a ticket. These are free items, okay?
But they're not free because you can't take them. You have to win them in a giveaway.
It's a contest. Is contest better? No, but then the lawyers get involved.
It's a
door
prize.
No. But I don't know. It's a raffle, dude. It's a raffle.
It's a non-monetary raffle.
I'm looking up the raffle definition now.
So, look, we got Breaking Tea, we got iFly, we got four tickets for the Giants game, four tickets for the Eagles game.
Oh, God.
There's a ton of stuff to win.
It's not a raffle.
What is it?
A raffle is a means of raising money by selling numbered tickets.
Right, we're not selling anything. God.
We all know what it is. Put your name in the computer, and I will shout out one of the hundreds of people's names.
Have
and
we got a megaphone?
Oh, yet? And we need a megaphone.
That's what I was about to ask.
Seriously, we need a megaphone. No one has responded. Does nobody have megaphones?
Well, we'll back have to get day. One. We'll get one.
We need a megaphone, for real.
We would love for one of you to bring one. Pete will buy you a beer.
Whoever brings the megaphone gets, and if you're a lawyer, I don't know that this counts, but if you're not, whoever brings a megaphone, you automatically get a Breaking Tea t-shirt and an iFly gift card or whatever. iFly is going to let you go fly around for free. Do you guys know what iFly is?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool looking.
Yeah. It's real cool.
Have you ever done it? I've never done it.
No.
I think we might have to do that.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Plus, they have virtual reality that goes with it. Pretty neat.
All right. So all of this is a way of telling you, if you download the app and you just show them you have the app when you get there, then you don't have to stand there, wait to download it, because that's the only way you get in the raffle, is my understanding.
In. That sounds much more streamlined than the other.
Than our boondoggle conversation about raffles. All right. It's time to go. I have looked up the Matchbox Rockville address. And I'm going to tell it to you. 1699 Rockville Pike, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
What part of Maryland?
Rockville.
Oh, true.
Feel free to call them, 301-816-0369.
0369, I like it.
And they are right across the street from the White Flint Metro stop. Looks like about a 5-minute walk. Does that sound right?
Yeah, it's not far at all.
So you can Metro. We'll be there at 7, and we're going to be there until they throw us out. So
for me, it'd be like 7:45.
Yeah. Right, Pete might not make it deepen, but...
My family's coming. I need to behave at least early on.
Yeah, at least early on. We will all be there till 9:30, 10 o'clock, and then we'll see how long Pete goes. All right, I can't wait for tomorrow, man. I'm very excited.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
I believe I have a surprise clothing item I'm breaking out.
What? Oh, should we...
Kilt?
No, not a kilt. Kilt's at 1,000 reviews.
How many I need to go look for my bolo.
How many reviews?
I have my bolo. I was debating about do I go all burgundy? Well, the burgundy suit.
Whoa.
Do you have a burgundy suit?
I do.
Hell yeah.
I have to find it.
I mean,
I'm so excited.
Tweet Mitch if you think he should wear a burgundy suit, because I absolutely think he should.
I got to make sure I can find it.
It's kind of Christmassy.
It's been probably about 5 years since I've worn it, so...
Do you think you still...
That's the other question.
Get into that thing.
That's the other question. There are a lot of questions.
I think you wear it. Feel free to dress as wacky as you want. How about that?
Dress wacky.
And, dude, all our ambassadors that are coming, bring your signs, man. Whatever. Yeah. This is a... the weirder, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. We know our listeners are weird. We're weird. It's a fun, weird family.
I have an idea, too. We need, like, a notebook, like an actual like 3-ring like paper.
Have people
there.
Sign in.
Like a hotel sign in. Like
my thought is everybody that comes can sign in and you get to write one zing. Two line sentence.
I'll go buy that.
And then like when we have time, we'll read through them all and rate them.
Yeah. I'll buy that on my way home from practice.
I think it'll be pretty funny.
There won't be any 4.25s.
Right. Well, 4. Maybe there will 5s. Be.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have them at work.
I
have to go to
one.
The office tomorrow. All right, Pete, if you want to buy one,
yeah.
You can buy one. Dude.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Make sure you get a Trapper Keeper to go with it.
We got to go.
What is that?
You don't know what a Trapper Keeper is?
So you can't even say it.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
It was like a
binder.
It was basically just a notebook with a Velcro strap on it with like pictures of like hot pop
like
stars of
the
80s. Yeah, Saved by the Bell.
It was like neon colors and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. It was like early 90s.
Yeah, that's what I brought to
the cool
middle
thing to
school,
do.
High school.
Right, right. No, we got to go. I got to drive downtown. Say goodbye, man.
Who do we ride with?
We ride with Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. And Biagi and Garve are coming tomorrow. Can't wait to see those guys. They're on Pete's tab. A lot of people are going to be on Pete's. Pete, you're getting an apartment now.
Yeah,
can
no.
you afford what you've promised?
No, I'm totally regretting my...
Don't tell you that, because then people are going to feel guilty.
No, they shouldn't
Don't feel
guilty.
Guilty.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm going in a little hesitant, but I understand it's for the good of the pod, so I can't wait to just...
No.
You can't wait to what yourself?
Felt myself.
Oh.
Jeez. 7 out of 10.
I just got a $75
You came up
red
with
ticket.
This. Yeah. You just came up with this idea.
Yeah.
You weren't coerced.
I was riding the high of the Cowboys hanging out in the press box drinking beer, so that's where it first happened. And now as we get closer...
That was after I punched you.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Could have been riding too high.
We were chasing buffalo. Pete understood the greater scheme.
I'm chasing buffalo tomorrow and also chasing debt and bankruptcy. So come chase it with us.
I think you'll be all right, dude. I'll help you out. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see.
Here's what we do on this podcast. We attack success and we chase buffalo. Because you never know when you get to again.
Let's go attack success.
All right. Thank you for listening. You made it this far. I owe you a beer. See you at the party.
Hey.
Woo! All right, Pete, get out of the car.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.